Your brand deserves better than one-size-fits-all branded clothing. Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your team will want to wear, backed by above-and-beyond expertise. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code pod20 for 20% off your first product.
Couldn't do without after ball breakfast in the mornings.
Good morning, lads. How are you, Jeremy?
They're fun. They get on well.
You start the day with some good energy.
I love watching.
It's brilliant.
Huge fan, yeah?
Listen to Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Highly recommend it.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan, and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Darren O'Sullivan on Kerry's defeat to Armagh. Excitement builds ahead of the All-Ireland Hurling Final, and Gavin Devlin is back in at Louth. But first, Kerry great Darren O'Sullivan says the Kingdom never looked happy during their defeat to Armagh. The Ulster side won Saturday's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final in Croke Park and will now face Galway in the decider on Sunday week. Speaking on Off the Ball, O'Sullivan says Kerry never got going against the Orchard County.
So Darren, Kerry, what happened?
Same thing that's happened the last couple of games. In the build-up to it, I was saying to Colin Maffair, you know, like, you normally can't just turn it on. Certain players can. And I think Kerry fans were probably just living in hope that it'll click. It will click. But I'll be honest, with the style of play they were playing, that slow, I said all the week as well, you don't mind. You get over stuff when you're winning. You win ugly. If you have to dig deep and win, once you're winning, when you stop winning and you lose the way we lost, and I know it was a better game, but we didn't play it. Like, I just don't think we played.
There was a crispness, I thought, to their play in the first 15, 20 minutes. Like, business-like in a brisk sort of way, bit of tempo, tidy, few shots. I thought it was fine.
It was a bit more, but there's a bit of extra sharpness, but it wasn't at the level you'd want.
Okay.
We still weren't getting our better players in the ball, in the positions you want them in. The ball still wasn't moving fast enough. There was still a bit of being too overcautious for me. And look, they got 10 points on the board, I think it was, in the first half. But it never felt right. They never, body language as well, they never looked happy. Watching it, and as a forward, no, I'd be frustrated after the championship that they've put down. Not just the last day, because like, they've played a lot of football now in the last number of weeks. And I just, look, we talk about being cautious. I think Kerry were overcautious. And look, I've lost many games where Kerry were like going, they were too naive. They didn't go away from what they wanted to do. And that's fine. But I'd rather go out that way.
And so what for you is cautious? When you say Kerry were cautious, what kind of small things are you talking about?
Not kicking the ball enough, not being direct enough. Like I was saying about the Galway, kick it in. If you lose it on their 21 or 30, you have plenty of time to get back.
Excitement is building ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship final. Cork and Clare go head-to-head in Croke Park, a repeat of the 2013 final that the Banner won after a replay. James Skehill and Paul Murphy have been looking ahead to the game on the Hurling Pod on Off the Ball.
There's two ways I look at this, Will, right? I look at it, right, if both teams play their maximum together is one way. And then I say, right, if both teams played the way that they did in the semi-final, it's another way. So if both teams played the way in the semi-final, Cork win. Right? Over the course of the championship, like, who has been better? You know, yes, Clare beat Cork. But over the course of the championship, you know, it's hard for me to tell. I don't know, because Cork stuttered against Dublin and Offaly. I feel like they just got the job done. And then they were electric against Limerick either side of it.
They were very poor against Waterford, lest I have to remind you.
Yeah, on day one, yeah.
People were hot on them, you might think that's irrelevant now, but obviously they've beaten Limerick, and oftentimes when you take the big team out, it doesn't necessarily follow you perform as well the next day.
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen it in my own country. I've seen it in my own country happen before, whereby like you take down Kilkenny in the semi-final, let's say, back years previous, and don't back it up at the final. You know, the last time Cork won, Galway were favourites because they beat Kilkenny in the semi-final in 05, didn't back it up. So in this instance, I'm like, geez, maybe. But I'm saying, right, if both teams play to the maximum, I'm going to go with Cork as well. So I'm saying, right, Cork in semi-final, and if both teams play to the absolute maximum, it's Cork. So I'm going to say Cork by narrow margin, by one.
Yeah, Murph, what are you thinking?
Oh, God.
Your man's going clear by one. Wait and see.
Yeah,
are we going to be aligned here?
I'll put it this way. Are we going to be in line?
Before you start, right, You do give a great old explanation for why you're not picking one team. So don't go into an explanation as to why you're not picking a team. Just say who's going to win it and label that, because you're very good at kind of protecting yourself.
Okay. Well, I thought what that was just explaining your answer. I thought that's all
you
explained your answer as well. Right. I'll explain it without saying anything about the other team that I don't think is going to win. Right. So I'll keep it positive. Right. So I think, again, I'd agree with Skehill in that if both teams play to their potential, I think Cork are the better team. But the one thing I've seen from Clare is that Clare are just emotionally able to rise themselves to these occasions and just put in a performance, regardless if they're not the better team. They put in a performance that wins them the game. Like, there's just such a defiant team. It's hard saying that after Cork the last day. But my gut is just telling me there's something about Clare. That's just all it is. And I agree. Like, I don't want to be the token kind of, this is such a hard one to call. It genuinely is absolutely disgraceful to try and call this one. It's so tough to play. But if I'm speaking now, I just say my gut is just telling me Clare. And I don't know why. And I don't want to be cheap in saying that, but I don't know why.
Amazing.
But it's
so
just...
My gut's telling me Cork, and your gut's telling me Clare. So just...
And to listen to the Hurling Pod in full, become a member by signing up on the Off The Ball app now. Off the Ball are hosting an All-Ireland Hurling Final preview live from the Borgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin this coming Friday evening. Get your tickets now and join Will O'Callaghan, Paul Murphy, Anthony Nash and Podge Collins and some very special guests on the eve of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. This is an exclusive off-air event for a great cause, with all ticket proceeds going to Focus Ireland. Tickets are limited, so head on over to offtheball.com/events to grab yours now. Gavin Devlin has returned to Louth as the county's new underage football development coordinator. Devlin previously worked with the Wee County during Mickey Hart's time in charge. He subsequently left with Hart for Derry a year ago. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off The Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday for the best Gaelic Games coverage. Become an Off The Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily
on Off The Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.